93.9 WLVB this month is a Mental Health Awareness Month, and we've had a series of conversations over the last couple of weeks, which we'll continue this morning in just a bit, with folks from Lamoille County Mental Health on various issues. And today we're talking with Michael Hartman, who's the Director of Adult Behavioral Health at Lamoille County Mental Health. Well, nice to have you here, Mike.
Thank you, Roland. Good to be here.
We're going to talk a little bit about, well, it's kind of a somewhat complicated problem involving substance use, mental health, and and physical health, and how they're all intertwined, or I should say how they can be intertwined. And maybe just talk a little bit about how this all comes about. And of course, it can come about, as we were talking off air, as young as middle school, when you start getting into different peer pressures, and which leads to depression. Well, let me let you talk about it. Actually, I'm going to lead the discussion here.
Well, thank you. As we were talking about earlier, I think that the issues of people who may have a physical health problem, a mental health challenge, and then sometimes substance abuse as well, for some people, they can have problems across all three of these areas at the same time, or sometimes consecutively, one to the other. But it's an issue that really kind of goes across the lifespan, that we start looking at, say, people who are middle school age, 12, 14, up into the high school senior level, and that when folks have problems with depression in that age group, there is a much higher risk that they will use alcohol, marijuana, but also prescription drugs that aren't prescribed for them. And it can be as high in some of the surveys done by the Vermont Department of Health, can be as high as 40% of those kids with problems with depression. And so what we see is that sometimes it can be an early start with the depression and the substance abuse problem. As people age out of high school age and go into young adulthood, the challenges then become first relationships, going away to college, first job, other kinds of pressures like having to manage their finances, other kinds of pieces where it's easy for folks to have times where they feel like they don't really know what to do. They get depressed. They get challenged by this. It's also an age of much higher use of substances than other age groups. And so what we see is that there can be a setting here where people are forming sometimes a relationship with substance use and depression, bipolar illness, some other kinds of mental health conditions that can actually make those conditions worse by the substance abuse. And sometimes the substance abuse is made worse by those problems. And then as we get older and get into our 40s, 50s, and 60s, then the issue can come up of having physical health problems, right? COPD, diabetes, arthritis, some other disorders, and especially for people who have more than one of those. That can also become a challenge where the depression, about anywhere from 20 to 50% of people with arthritis, for instance, do have some problems with depression. It may be minor problems to major problems, but things that happen where we're limited about how we can live our lives the way we want to often are the kind of starting place for problems with depression.
Because some of these health problems, they may feel like there's not going to be any end to it.
Exactly, exactly. And with some of them, obviously, like arthritis, the ending point may be a long way off before it's really crippling, but it can be a daily grind where you have problems every day. Diabetes, the same way. You can, if you work with your doctor, you can improve your diabetes issues, but often it is a long-term debilitating disease. And so a lot of times people get really tired of coping with these kinds of conditions,
which leads to substance abuse, and then it just kind of goes
from
there.
Right, especially sometimes people may be a social drinker, and then as mental health or physical problems start getting bigger in their life, they start slowly increasing what they're drinking, and that eventually that becomes at the point where it would be considered a dependency or an addiction.
Right.
So, and especially that can happen with pain medications. People who have issues with managing pain often are on an opiate-based medication to start with, and those can be very easy to run into problems with if you're not taking them as advised by a doctor.
But there is help. That's what we don't want to just leave you on a doomsday Monday here. But the folks at Lamoille County Mental Health, this is what they do. They're training. And, of course, Michael here is with the Director of Adult and Behavioral Health. So you're telling me there you can get assistance and you can get it through Lamoille County Mental Health.
Absolutely. And I also will put a little plug in for the Behavioral Health and Wellness Center, which is part of the Cheslove Federally Qualified Health Center here. That substance abuse, physical health, mental health issues are often confounding. But one piece is that doctors, nurses, mental health counselors, substance abuse counselors have become increasingly aware of these relationships. And so if you were seeing a physician and you were having some problems with some of these issues that we've talked about, it would be fine to talk to your primary care physician. If you are having issues and feel like you may have a substance abuse problem, to call Behavioral Health and Wellness. The other piece is the services that we provide, which are family, kind of cross-family. We can work with young children,
middle-aged folks.
But middle school-aged children right. And high school and adults in terms of offering assessments, counseling, supports, and referrals if they need some specialized treatment. Sometimes medications can help. Sometimes therapy helps. You had Regina on here a few weeks ago talking about how doing some mindfulness meditation or yoga can help. So there's a lot of different ways to help yourself, and none of these issues are things that people can't overcome.
Right, and there are programs through Lamoille County Mental Health that can help you. So if you're in that situation, or maybe you even have a child that you're noticing that's having difficulties, or you yourself, or a family member, there is assistance, but you really have to take the first step. I guess that's the main thing.
And having the conversations is a big part of that. Just being willing, if you felt like something wasn't right with somebody that you knew or you cared about, to go ahead and mention that you're seeing that something seems different, that's really a good way to start trying to help somebody.
Right, because it shouldn't be ashamed to have to go. I mean, when you think of mental health, I mean, there's always that stigma about it, but you'll be able to get the help that you need, and you can get it through, of course, Lamoille County Mental Health. Now, to find out more about what we talked about today, Michael, or programs or things of that nature, how do they get in touch with you and the office there?
A couple of different ways. One is to call directly, 888-5026. The other one is we do have a website at www.lamoille.org. And either one of those will get you to a person. If you call in our office, you could ask to just speak with somebody about maybe doing an intake. We have a single person who does that, and she would be able to talk with you about programs that we have specifically that might be of use to you.
Right. Because your case, you may seem like that your case is hopeless, but it's not. There are remedies. There are remedies.
Yeah, hopelessness is really not part of the equation. Once you start talking about these issues and you talk with other people who have these issues, very often you see that it can take work to overcome these kinds of challenges. But almost anybody really has a good chance of getting through these kinds of recovery processes and really have a better life on the other side.
Right, and that's the number one goal. And again, to find out more, what's the number again at Lamoille County Mental Health?
888-5026.
Okay. All right. Michael Hartman, the Director of Adult Behavioral Health, with us from Lamoille County Mental Health. It's part of Mental Health Awareness Month. Thanks, Michael. Good to have you here.
Thank you, Roland.